Welcome to your Thursday edition of Boots and Salutes. To get in on the phone line, 306-938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. I'll remind you of that internet poll question again today at cjwwradio.com. Should the federal government intervene in the strike by Canada Post workers? So far, 81% of the vote says yes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Of course, the federal government should get involved with the post office. I mean, it's really inconvenient for a lot of people. And of course, you know, we have to realize that. So I think they should. And also about to the city, like the new mayor said this morning or late last night, that it's going to cost more for every time they are doing snow removal. So we have to watch how much we spend. Well, they already spent a lot on things that we didn't want or didn't give us a chance. So I think we need clean roads done. Like, I mean, people can't get out of their driveways, and it's just like the first snowfall. So I don't think people would care about cost. They want the roads cleaned.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. You know what? I want to boot all of these Canada Post employees. They are just being greedy. They should realize that Canada Post is dying on its own, and soon they won't have a job at all. Every letter, every parcel that gets delayed is one more nail in the Canada Post.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I agree with a previous caller in regards to snow removal for our city of Saskatoon. Our mayor needs to realize we live in Saskatchewan. We are going to get snow. We don't need that arena downtown. We need our streets safe for everyone. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot the guy that loves the teachers and supports them in the strikes, but boots every other strike. Thank you, Matt.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Jagmeet Singh, standing up trying to tell Trudeau to take a GST off of everything so it's more affordable. All he has to do is call non-confidence, get rid of the carbon tax, and have an election. Have a lovely day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute all the students that finished the heavy equipment operators in Wichkin Lake.
Morning.
I would like to.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I agree with the second caller. Fire them all.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my mom, Cheryl Seldom, and I'd like to salute my coworker, Scott Fox, as well as salute the Blades and boot the Canada Post workers. Thank you.
Cheryl, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Those postal workers, what you should do with them is give them a great big pay increase. They're well worth it, every cent of it. Plus, this limitation of how many years a counselor could stay in that those meetings that they're having right now. Like, why shouldn't it be only 6 years? Why should it be more than that a year? That's totally ridiculous. Americans have a better system than what we do.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to boot the city of Saskatoon and especially the engineer that designed that Nault Road. Who thought it would be a good idea to put a road below ground level in Saskatchewan?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to tell... Oh, my goodness. Just a moment. There, my radio was on. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, yesterday we had a very bad incident here on Kerr Road. They forgot to clean the road when we had cleaned out the driveway. So we had an appointment at the doctor's office. We drove out trying to get out of the onto the street. Well, we got stuck right there on street. So we were pretty upset. And so I think the city's got to do something about getting these roads cleaned and not just, you know, the roads that they think they need to clean. They have to clean them all. So get more graders in and get the job done. Thank you so much. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute my hardworking husband, Sean O'Kay.
There we go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute that library downtown. And there's already people lining up.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute the Prince Albert Raiders. Boot to Blades and Boot to Half Buckets and Wichita Lake. Have a good day, bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. A big, massive salute to Daniel Smith in Alberta for putting Stephen Harper in charge of the Alberta Investment Corporation. That's akin to putting the fox in charge of the hen house. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. Salute to Fraser Minton there. Boy, it was lovely to see a Blades player just giving her. What a gentleman. A big salute to the Blades as they go up against Moose Jaw. Let's show them how it's done, boys.
And on that one, we are going to end Boots and Salutes for your Thursday. We'll have more tomorrow.